This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace.
Last year, I went through many different life changes. I needed to take a pause and examine how I was feeling in the inside to better show up for the ones who need me to be my best version of myself.
When you're navigating life's changes, Talkspace can help. Talkspace is the number one rated online therapy, bringing you professional support from licensed therapists and psychiatry providers that you can access anytime, anywhere.
Living a busy life, navigating a long-distance relationship, becoming a first-step father, Talkspace made all of those journeys possible. I could speak with my therapist in the office. I could speak with my therapist in the comfort of my home. I was never alone.
Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance, no problem. Now get $80 off your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Welcome back to another episode of Who Am I to Judge podcast. I'm Alexis.
And I'm Samantha. Welcome back, everybody. How are you? Back.
I'm good.
How was your interview today?
Oh, yeah. I had an interview today, not for the one that I had all that stuff for. So that's still a case study, y'all. But I think it went well. Like, you know, like she said, you know, no, like I asked her at the end of the interview because I've heard to ask this question at through my research, like I want to make sure you're really comfortable moving me along in this process. So is there any other things you need to, like, you know, any other questions or any other clarity I need to provide for anything that, like, you know, would be right at this moment in order for you to feel comfortable for me to move forward? And she was like, no, I think I got everything. I think you'd be a great fit. Like, so I'm gonna, she was like, so I'm gonna send your information over to the hiring manager. And, you know, like once I get the, you know, basically like I'll let her see your resume and stuff. And then, you know, you'll hear from me later this week or early next week. I said, okay. So, I mean, she said it went well. I felt like it went well. It's so interesting because I feel like these recruiter calls are so interesting because it's like, sometimes people like, you know, sometimes people follow it to a T. The recruiter is like, tell me about yourself, why this job, why this company, mm-hmm. you know, whatever. They just go down the things. And then sometimes you just get a recruiter who's like straight to business. And like, I feel like she was one of them. Like the first question she asked me was like, it wasn't like, tell me about yourself. It was like, so I see you're doing, like, you do a lot of, you're working with PBS kids, or you did, and, like, is it, like, all your research with younger kids? Like, that was the first one. It wasn't, like, tell me. I never got a chance to, like, do a blurb, you know, and then, like, her second one was, like, okay, like, you know this is in Philadelphia. Are you in California? And I was, like, no, I'm in New York. And, like, it was, like, very just, like, she had, like, really mm-hmm. specific questions. And so it was, like, I had no chance that I get, like, an answer, like an opportunity to show, like, to talk about, like, why this company or mm-hmm. who I am. So it was just funny because I was, like, she just needed to clarify.
To fill this role.
Right. She needed to clarify a couple things and she was like, bet. All right, bye. Like, you know, like, and so I was like, okay.
Would this be a job that you would be excited about?
It would. Like, it would be a job. I mean, it's like a really good role for me. And so I would be really excited.
What about the company?
Yes, I would be very excited about this company. It would look good on my resume. And the, like, not the only thing, the, this is not a bad thing, but it's just something to consider. It's mm-hmm. in Philadelphia, the job, and it's, mm-hmm. It's hybrid. So you do have to go in person, but it's like extremely common for people to, well, this is the thing. I feel like growing up in the location that we grew up in, which is the DMV, it is very common for people to have long commutes to work. Like my dad's boss for the IRS lived in Delaware. He drove from Delaware every day. McNamara was a 45-minute drive from my house. I did that every day. And that's that's with no traffic, you know? Like, so sometimes I was doing like an hour, hour 15 to get there. So it's just like, hearing it was in Philly, I was like, okay, I'll take the Amtrak and it'll get there in an hour and 15 minutes. But, you know, like, that's a very normal commute for some people. And like, the recruiter kept being like, I think you'll have to relocate. And I'm like, no, the Amtrak's fine. And she's like, but that's like an hour 15. And I'm like, and I'm like, okay. And so eventually I just like played her game. I was like, yeah, you know what? I'm from the East Coast. I'm willing to relocate. I'm willing to do whatever it is. But in my mind, I'm just like, it was funny. Julia was like, mind your fucking business. If I want to do a 2-hour commute or an hour and a half commute or an hour commute, I said I want to fucking do it. Why does it matter to you? Like, you know, like, right. Mind your fucking business.
And people have hour commutes in New York. Like,
exactly. There are people like having
borough
hour,
to borough.
Exactly. Like on the subway. I'm like, bitch, I don't like you must be confused. Like, Julia just literally last year had a job from Brooklyn to the Bronx. She was taking like an hour and a half subway ride there. Like, you know, it's like, mind your fucking business. That's kind of what I was just thinking. I'm like, if I said I'm okay with the commute, bitch, I'm okay with it. Like, you know, and so it was just like funny because I was just like, it was just funny because I was just like the whole time, like, we can move on from this, girl. And she just kept going in. I'm like, I don't care. But other than that, it's a great role. And I don't mind having a long commute, especially right now. I need a job. I don't mind having a long commute. I literally told Julia, I'll get my iPad, download my shows, and I'll watch my shows on the way there and back. Like, I do not care. I'll be on the phone. Luckily, Amtrak is above ground. I'll be on the phone the whole time. Like, I don't care. Like, that's not a concern for me. But yeah, so the interview went good though overall, and I like the company and issue. Okay. We'll see what happens though. You never know these days. How are you?
I'm fine. I'm a little tired as usual. Yeah, that's pretty much it. I had a day off today, which was nice. Yeah, just been relaxing. That's about it.
Okay. Well, it was Julia's birthday this week, and I do want to say, we did a pasta making class yesterday.
Oh yeah, how was that?
It was cool. We made like 4 different types of pasta, and we have like a ball dough, like a dough thing to do something with it. The pasta was really good. And you get like 3 courses. So like, I had the calamari, then I had like pesto pasta, and then I had a ice cream sundae. Julia had a Caesar salad. She had like vodka sauce pasta thing, and then she got these donuts. But it was good. Like, it was good. And like, I had a like Aperol spritz. Like, it was a really nice little situation. But yeah, you know, we want to shout out.
It was a cute location.
It was in the Upper East Side though, so it was a little bit of a commute, but it was still nice. The only thing is, like, I did not realize the clocks like went backwards the other day.
Oh, yeah.
Or forwards, whatever way they went. And so like, we were dead tired at 8 o'clock. We were like, why are we so tired? And then we're like, oh, it feels like 9. That's why. Yep. Which was kind of funny. But yeah, let's get to it. should I ask you who's on trial, or you ask me?
You can ask me, I guess.
Okay, Samantha, who's on trial?
Well, we wanted to talk about, so you know, this was Halloween weekend. Mm-hmm. And so somebody that really won the weekend is Kayla Nicole with her costume of He Wasn't Man Enough for Me.
Toni
Braxton music video. You can put a little clip in, maybe, but basically, she did like what they say, like She had the opportunity to do the funniest thing, and she did.
Mm-hmm. What are your thoughts on it? Because I feel like I've seen, like, two different opinions.
I thought it was tea, okay? I thought it was, like, first of all, the album came out, like, literally a month ago today. So it was, like, October 3rd. So within the same month. It was just perfect, subtle, petty, you know. It was just a masterclass and like a subtle petty clap back that wasn't like she didn't say her name, she didn't do anything like that. Like it was the perfect opportunity. It's Halloween. All the celebrities do not all of them, but you know, they do a costume, and Kayla Nicole does one every year. So yeah, I loved it. I'm still loving it. What about you? What have you been hearing? And
well, I'll give my personal opinion and then I'll tell you what I've been hearing. I thought it was cute. Like, I mean, I feel like people had been teasing, like, oh, she should do something to He Wasn't Man Enough for Me. So it was like,
oh, I didn't
know.
There.
Oh, literally after the album came out, I've seen so many black girls on 40 Page being like, if I was Kayla Nicole, I would do this. And literally it's like the song in the background. So it's like, I'm sure she saw that and was like, I'll do it. So I was like, when I saw it, it was a flex, but I was like, oh, I've seen this before. She looked great. Like, I immediately was like, he's definitely looking at that like, like, you know, like, I'm like, you know, I'm missing that. Like, she looked great. It was cute. And like, you know, we all love Toni Braxton. Like, I don't know. It was just kind of like, I love the clap back. But I did see some, and I feel like overall, that's the, like, the thought, like what I saw that, like, from it. But I did see some people like
who?
Like, just random people on TikTok, you know, I just be scrolling. Like, being like, she's kind of like proving exactly Taylor's point. Like, they talk about how, I guess she had a lyric about basically that they're not together because she was always on her phone and he was, you know, wanted her to be more present or whatever. And this is exactly, boo. And this is exactly that. All right. Sorry for the technical difficulties. My Wi-Fi went out. But I saw basically people saying, like, yeah. Taylor was talking about how, like, basically she was chronically online when they were together and he didn't like it. And this is her being chronically online again. Basically, it's like you're doing exact because you came to the internet the minute, like, you wanted to clap back. And so I've seen two sides of it. But, I mean, it's valid, but it's, you know, you can agree or not, but regardless, she looked good. I was like, I literally told Julia this. I was like, he was definitely vet masturbating to that. Like, I was just like, because I'm just like, she looked so good. Like, she looked good. And I know that at the end of the day, this is the type of woman he's attracted to. Like, he likes black girls. And so it's just like, he, I know, was looking at it in a way of like,
it's like, where else would she clap back? She's not a singer. She's not a rapper. It's like,
I guess people, you know, are like, if you're not thinking about him, why, like, or her, why even clap back?
It's like, my name has been in the news all month. You know what I'm saying? It's
Beyonce's
like,
name has been in the news all the time. She doesn't clap back. I do feel, I mean, I'm not saying I agree. I'm just playing devil's advocate. I know, but I'm just saying, like, I'm playing devil's
advocate. She claps back in her music.
That's true, but I guess I'm playing devil's advocate. It's like, someone could say, if you really didn't give a fuck and you're above it, you just really wouldn't give a fuck and you'd be above it. She clearly gives a fuck, which is fine. Like, it's not a problem to care. And this is how she,
I mean, I think, you know, did it. It's like, my ex, like, I feel like the lyrics just say the best thing. It's just like, you're out here saying, like, I'm chronically online. It's like, bitch, I don't want your man, like, stop talking about me. You know, like, you're talking about me.
I think they both care to some degree. And I think that,
I mean, care, but it's just, it's also just like, you know, it's like, you're marrying him. Like, that's your man. Like, why are you bringing me up in your songs? Like,
because she's triggered. Taylor's triggered. They're both triggered. I think they're both triggered. But I think that, yeah, they're both triggered. They both care. I think.
What do you think Taylor thinks about this?
She's triggered by it. I'm sure she's like, damn, she looks. I know Taylor is not stupid enough to think she doesn't look good. So she knows she looks good in this. She's probably very jealous. She's probably very triggered. She's probably trying to act like she doesn't care. And you know, like, that's what I'm saying. I think they're both equally triggered. I don't think that there's a world where any of them are like unbothered. I think they're both triggered by each other. And I understand, like, it's like, on one side, this is his type, you know? And so you're always having to live knowing you don't look like her. And
any of his past exes, and she's also still beautiful, and like the overall Black community is rallying behind her. This on the other side, he's now with someone where you're seeing all the time. He's like, she can kind of control the overall narrative because it's Taylor Swift and she's a billionaire. So it's like, I get why they're both like annoyed. But I think I think it would be stupid to think that Taylor doesn't care. I think Taylor cares.
I love that. I love that for her. I love that this Black girl could make her trigger. Like, you know?
I mean, yeah, we knew that, right? Like, she wrote a song about her. Like, she's definitely triggered.
Well, yeah. And I feel like this was, like, a slight. It's like, this is Halloween. Like, it's not that, like, serious. Mm-hmm. But anyways, yeah, I was pleasantly surprised by that. I didn't hear anything about like what Kayla Nicole could do or should do. So
I did the minute because the minute Taylor was doing that.
This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace.
Last year, I went through many different life changes. I needed to take a pause and examine how I was feeling in the inside to better show up for the ones who need me to be my best version of myself.
When you're navigating life's changes, Talkspace can help. Talkspace is the number one rated online therapy, bringing you professional support from licensed therapists and psychiatry providers that you can access anytime, anywhere.
Living a busy life, navigating a long-distance relationship, becoming a first-step father, Talkspace made all of those journeys possible. I could speak with my therapist in the office. I could speak with my therapist in the comfort of my home. I was never alone.
Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance, no problem. Now get $80 off your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
So just a lot of Black girls being like, if I was her, I would do da-da-da. And this was one of them, like literally the song in the background. But I mean, at the end of the day, time will tell what this relationship is. I do believe he'll cheat. Even if they're together for 30 years, I do think he'll cheat. I just don't believe he's going to be faithful.
I think this is a PR relationship, like straight up. That's mm-hmm. my opinion.
A lot of people think that. Yeah. A lot of people think that. I mean, he came out of nowhere, so.
Yeah.
It could
and, like,
be.
They're not each other's type. Like. You know,
I think this is her type. I think she has fantasized over having a football player love her.
I know.
I don't think she is his type.
I think in reality, she's more like with artsy, you know, just people that are not like Travis.
Well, people call her a chameleon. She's like very male centered in the way that's like whoever she's with.
I mean, I agree with that, but I still am just like, it just doesn't I don't think that. I think this is definitely PR.
Yeah, I think that's a pretty normal take. I think it's PR. I think she's, you know, like I said, he's cheating. Like, it's like, it's hard for me to care about the relationship because I'm like, he's cheating.
I always think about the locker room, too. Like,
the locker room.
The football. I'm like, they might be playing on the screens.
I'm sure they told him he fumbled. Like, that's what I'm saying. It's just like, I'm sure he was looking at it knowing exactly what it was. No, and he can't escape it. And either, I think no one can escape it, unfortunately. Like,
I don't think that, put it this way, I don't think Kaylin Cole would do that if she didn't put that album out. Like, didn't.
Oh, I agree. I agree.
So I was just like,
I agree.
Don't send for me.
But I wonder if, it's just interesting because, like, everything's in, like, a vacuum, right? So it's, like, there is a world where Taylor actually doesn't give a fuck because she's the people, the majority of her fans are like, we don't know the fucking song. We don't care. Like, you know, like, they don't understand the significance of it. So it's just,
I
like,
know, but
okay.
She just looks so good. So even if she does, that even part, if they don't know the significance. Yes. And then the lyrics, like, yeah, this is the first time you looking up those lyrics and hearing the song. It's like, damn.
Embarrassing. Very embarrassing. That hopefully that's, like, what it is. It's like, okay, at the end of the day, there's things we can't deny. We can't deny that the girl looks good. And then secondly.
And like she's like, oh, go ahead.
And secondly, we can't deny that, like, the lyrics are shady.
I just think about that gif of that white lady, like, looking in the curtain and then, like, tearing up the curtain.
Who knows, man?
Is
I think Taylor.
Sweet revenge.
There's a world where she cares. There's a world where she doesn't.
She cares. But Savage cares.
I think she cares about the looks, but I'm like, the clapback itself, I could see a world where she's like, just doesn't
she
care.
She can't believe that this is happening, I feel like. I definitely think that girl cares. She's
probably at the end of the day, like, I have the, you know, plenty of people are like, I have the ring. You know, that's a lot of women.
Like, that's why that was the perfect song. But anyways, what are we moving on to?
Let's think. I do want to talk about Halloween, like.
Uh-huh.
And did you see any celebrity costumes you liked?
I did see costumes.
I feel like they didn't come that hard this year.
Yeah, I was like, I feel like the people won this year, the ones that I liked the most.
Because even some that I saw, like Sierra was Michael Jackson. I'm like, okay. Like, I don't know. I was just like underwhelmed. Like, okay.
She did look just like him, though. Like, she did it well, even if it was like not that. Whatever.
It's just like, who cares?
I think we're just all over celebrities. Like, I think that is. Why? I'm trying to find my likes on Threads. How do you look at? Oh, okay. It's like, because I'm like, I liked a bunch of people's costumes. I wonder if we're going to get a Beyonce post.
We are. I was thinking that. I was like, oh, Beyonce has to show us what she's wearing. We'll get it, but we'll get it in like Friday or next week. Like, you know how she just be like dropping shit late.
She's on like, Beyonce's time.
I have, this is my thing. I've always been a Halloween person, but just like, for the candy. Like, I feel like I just care about the candy. And
you have good costumes, though.
I know, but it was like, I'm working. I mean, I could have a good costume, but still care more about the candy. And I just feel like it's funny because, like, people, like, as an adult are like, oh, are you dressing up? It's like, I don't know. The purpose of, like, spending money for one night is, like, it gives me anxiety. Like, I'm just like, to buy an outfit I'll literally wear probably once or twice is, like, hard for me to accept.
It's just funny because I feel like you, like, I feel like I asked you what you were going to be earlier this year and it was like you were going to be something.
Was I? I'd love to know.
And then it was like, because you normally have like these funny costumes.
Well, know? I guess if I'm going to like a Halloween party, then I'll put something on. I will do that. But I feel like this year.
I mean, I definitely have years where I'm not dressed up. Like, I haven't dressed up. I haven't been like pressed dress up. Like, And that's like, yeah, I've had like many years that way. Like, I don't dress up every year.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, so it's like, if I have a party, if I have a Halloween party, it's just like, it's fun. It's also just fun to look at everybody else's costumes.
How do you feel about like a couple costumes?
When done well, can be very fun. You know, like, I think they're fun. Mm-hmm, like, I think, like, duo costumes in general, even if like it's not like a couple, can be fun. But I just love like really creative. It's just so funny how you've been saying all things. I was like, I hate gay Halloween. What do you mean you're like this random like thing of like this peculiar?
Literally, I know. I saw that one was like Lady Gaga like singing "How Bad Do You Want Me." I was like, oh, that's funny because it's like I've actually seen that.
I know.
Like, being random,
love people getting creative. And
I do too. It's funny when it's done well. I feel like I like obscure costumes like that too, where it's like a random thing. And you're like, oh my god, mm-hmm. You're this thing.
That's been become more popular.
Yes, I agree. I feel like I like couple costumes, but I feel like I hope that couples don't feel a need to like. Whenever you're thinking of Halloween, you're like, so what are we wearing? I feel like it's like, you are your own person. You can wear a fun costume without your, you know, constantly matching your, like,
definitely
your person. I that's just weird.
It does not have to be an every year thing. It's like, I'm going to be this year. You don't have to be anything included with that. But
absolutely. Did you see the thing I sent you? Did you see Britney Spears, like the thing I sent you, Britney Spears dancing?
I saw you send them. I didn't watch it yet.
I felt like it's just really sad because I really just feel like when people reflect, because like, this is my thing, because she her mental illness like showed out so when she was still so young, like in her 30s. The majority of Britney Spears in the public eye from 30 until she dies is going to, until unless she gets her mental health under check, will be her kind of being unstable. And my fear is that like her legacy is going to be like completely destroyed and like she, like history will be kind of rewritten about her. Because I don't know, like I'm on definitely Britney Spears talk at times, like where like they'll show like old like music videos of her or like old performances, and you know she was in Crossroads, she was in Drive Me Crazy, like you know she had so many, she was like really an icon. And it's like it's sad because I just feel like I do not think people think of that when they think of Britney Spears nowadays.
Julia
go ahead. I don't think people think of that when they think of Britney Spears. And like the video that I sent Samantha, she was like twirling around like basically a lot, and then this is what the caption said, and the caption was the part that I was like, yeah, what the hell is she talking about?
I'm like,
hold on, I'm trying to find it. Okay, this was what the caption said. It said, my kids have known me as Saint Mother Teresa. For 15 years, mom was the sister. I'm the daughter, you're the parent. Get it straight, teacher. Can I come to your class, mama? I have my schoolgirl outfit on. Let's go shopping first thing. And she's in like a plaid mini skirt. She's in like a lace, like cropped shirt. She's in cowboy boots and she's in like a like white sweater thing that's only on her sleeves, and she's like twirling, and I'm just like my fear is that Britney Spears is just like not going to be remembered as talented as she was. And I just feel like that's like a huge miss, like it's like a huge erasure of like history, you know what I'm saying? Because like she was the it girl at one point, like the it girl, like no other pop diva was on top of Britney Spears. Mm-hmm. And I just don't think that anyone knows that at this point.
Yeah, I mean, sometimes I feel like I am still in my bubble of like the 19, like, you know, the 90s mm-hmm, and up mm-hmm, and like mm-hmm. everybody gets a good education of life. But then you hear like kids are like, oh, I've never heard of, you know, something that was just like very popular. Anyways, I feel like with Britney Spears, it'll be different among different age groups or audiences. Like, I think somebody like me or like our age group, it's like we know how iconic she is and was. And we also know that she dealt with some fucked up shit in her childhood and like, or just, and just coming up as a pop star and like on this level, like with her conservatorship and, you know, just her family and like the things that we do know and her mental health and stuff. So it's just like, I feel like people in our age group still recognize her as like we put some respect on her name for sure.
Yeah, I agree. We do.
Like, I don't think that she's like a laughing stock. Like, I just feel like people are just like, Britney's, you know, like, pray for Britney. Like, Britney's doing Britney. Like, I hope that she's okay more so.
It's just wild. Like, I feel like
when you do watch her, like, how she used to dance and, like, how she mm-hmm. dances in her videos, it's like, it's not that different, you know?
It's wild, though, because I feel like the other, like stars that grew up in the media like have like found their way a little bit, like, you know, Lindsay Lohan did a complete 360. I feel like Selena was going down a bad path. Demi was for sure at one point. Miley, Christina Aguilera, like, you know, all of them but have kind of found their way, and it's scary to me. I know, but it's just scary to me because I'm like, I'm waiting for a comeback. Like, I'm waiting for, like, her to get healthy and, like, come out with a pops album that's a classic for the rest of her, like, time. You know, like, it's like, I'm waiting for this. And I'm just like, I mean, it sometimes makes you scared.
I mean, I would be grateful to get one, but I'm definitely not expecting one. Mm. You know, like, I'm not like, oh, when is Britney gonna like have her come back? I'm just kind of like, I appreciate what she's done. Like, didn't she already do like a residency?
Mm-hmm. She did, but she was forced. She wasn't like, it wasn't her. It was good, but it, like, looking at videos, she talks about that time as basically like they drugged her, pushed her on stage. She went through the motions, and then she like went to sleep every night. Like, it wasn't like
that is so sad.
That was her as a coherent person doing a residency.
Yeah. So I'm more so just like, I hope that she finds peace and is okay. Like, I'm not expecting an album. I think she could do it. You know, like, I think it would be awesome. Like, it's not like I feel like she's put out stuff like semi recently.
When?
Let me see when she put out her last stuff.
I feel like she put her last stuff off like a decade ago. Like 2015, 2016.
I mean, I would feel hopeful if she put out something in 2016 or like has got like done a concert or something like recently. But
I was like, when we were driving to, because we went to Annika's to like sit on the stoop and hand out candy for Halloween. And on the way there, I was playing like basically a bunch of Britney. And I was just like reminded, like, there's so many good songs. Mm-hmm. My favorite Britney song, I think, is Overprotected. Oh, I loved that song.
This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace.
Last year, I went through many different life changes. I needed to take a pause and examine how I was feeling in the inside to better show up for the ones who need me to be my best version of myself.
When you're navigating life's changes, Talkspace can help. Talkspace is the number one rated online therapy, bringing you professional support from licensed therapists and psychiatry providers that you can access anytime, anywhere.
Living a busy life, navigating a long-distance relationship, becoming a first stepfather, Talkspace made all of those journeys possible. I could speak with my therapist in the office. I could speak with my therapist in the comfort of my home. I was never alone.
Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance, no problem. Now get $80 off your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
Loved that song.
Yes, that song's good.
And I like Drive Me Crazy a lot.
Of course.
What about you? Crazy. What's your favorite?
I mean, I love Baby One More Time. Mm-hmm. I love You Drive Me Crazy. Mm-hmm. I mean, Oops, I Did It Again album, like, staple in my life.
Of
like,
course,
just
classic.
That picture of it, like, everything. Mm-hmm. Let me see. Oh, yeah, I just love that album. Like, Oops, I Did It Again, Stronger. I've listened to Stronger, like, in my past couple of years. Been yesterday. Don't go knock my door. Like that whole album, like Satisfaction, Don't Let Me Be the Last to Know, What You See Is What You Get. Like, this was like no skips. Mm-hmm. And, like, lucky,
I feel
like that's where I stopped. Mm-hmm. When I was listening to that album,
she's lucky. I mean, that's like, it's funny because I've heard people be like, that's what they wanted Taylor Swift's album to be like. Like, if it's like,
right,
like literally
life
reflecting.
Of the show, girl.
Yeah, exactly. And I was like, oh, that would have been actually type of like a kind of a bop, like a song like that. Mm-hmm. And like that type of vibe. Like, I would have been with it.
I just feel like she likes this. Like, I don't feel like Taylor's like a tortured poet, like she says. Like, I feel like she likes the, like, she likes being in the spotlight. She likes having the money.
I think all of them do, though. The biggest thing
is about her. I mean, being so young, I don't know if you have as much choice. Like, when you're talking about Britney Spears, I think she could have been like, oh shit, like, I kind of got forced. Like, yes, I had the star power, yes, I wanted it, but I was what, 13? Like, you know,
this is like my thought about, like, I've like had a thought about this before with like privacy, fame, and celebrity. I feel like at the end of the day, if you asked any celebrity, would you right now trade your celebrity stardom and like be done with it so you can have your privacy. None of them actually would say yes. And I think it's because at the end of the day, they all want the money and they all know that this level of money usually comes with some like some cost. And this cost, unfortunately, in this industry is your privacy. But it's like they can. And that's why sometimes when they all complain about it or something like that. And I'm not talking about Britney in this moment. I'm just talking about in general. When they all complain about it, it kind of like irritates me because I'm like, okay, then leave it. Leave it. Never put out an album again. Walk away from it and enjoy your millions and see what happens. They would never do that. And so it's just like, to me, I'm just like, so then let's admit what it is. You actually kind of don't mind it. Like, yeah, it's annoying, but you kind of don't mind it because at the end of the day, you want the fucking money. So you're not going to trade it away. I don't know. Sometimes I just find it to be like a little annoying. Like, I feel like that. It's like you complain about it, but you would never give it up. So you kind of like it.
Yeah. And then they say Hollywood is like addicting, like Beyonce's Hollywood song.
Oh, yeah. Hollywood.
Yes. It's like, it's definitely addicting, especially like when you think about, we're not talking about the Kardashians, like people that literally want to be famous.
Mm-hmm.
But we're talking about people that make good music and, you know, like actually make art and want the art to be seen and appreciated. Mm-hmm. Obviously, it's like, you know, yeah, I think people want to be famous. Like, I think people feel like people that are famous wanted to be famous.
I agree.
And
it's
that's
like,
fine.
Mm-hmm.
But I do feel like sometimes when you get there and then you realize like, and that this is not everybody. Again, I'm not talking about Kim Kardashian. I'm talking about certain people like a Britney Spears.
Yeah.
That's like a singer and, you know, wants to be like a famous pop star.
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't realize like all that comes with it. And just like being stalked by paparazzi, like literally can't go out.
Yeah.
Can't. Be like, you know, can't go out looking bummy, you know.
Yeah,
can't,
but they yes, but
like,
let's
you
say,
know, like
I agree,
just,
I agree.
Like, you have all of your business in the street, like.
But
no,
I feel like that's the price
whatsoever.
They knew, and I'm not talking specifically about Britney Spears, but I'm just saying like people at that level, the Ariana Grandes, the Billie Eilishes, the you know the
I mean, them
all them. It's like
I feel like people that got famous before social media, it's like different now.
Before social, okay, but like let's be very clear. Yes, like okay, the 90s people, but like the people I just named were famous during social media, and I just feel like you know that like. I don't know. I feel like part of when you're growing up and you want to be a singer, that's placed on your heart and you're like, I'm going for it. Like an Olivia Rodrigo, she has like videos of her at fucking talent shows at 7. She wanted to be famous. Like, you know, she wanted to be a star. You know the shit that comes with it. So to me, it's like, now you've got that. To me, sometimes it's like, I don't know the right word. Like, it's kind of like a spit in the face or like a rich people problems, like something. It's just like the tiniest violin when someone's complaining about their privacy to me. Cause I'm like, you got something that many people don't get to do, which is literally fulfill their most wildest dream. You're now making millions upon millions. The only thing now, and you wanted this. This is the shit you wanted. Everybody to know your name. The shit that comes with that is that when you walk out your fucking house, the cameras are flashing. The minute you get in the car, it stops. So, you know, it's like, and it's just like, deal with it.
Different people. I think it's different for different celebrities, like how long they've been doing this, like a Raven Simone.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, you really didn't have any choice. Like, you were 3, you know?
And yes, then, of course, it's like there's limits, but I'm not talking about those people.
And I do think the people that, like, now, and I don't really hear them complaining that much. I mean, I'm just not looking.
Chapel Roan, I can think
of. Oh, yeah, Chapel Roan, for sure. Her ass definitely needs to
Cardi B, I've seen videos of her being like, I don't have on makeup. Like, I'm with my kid. It's like, bitch. It doesn't matter if you're with your kid or you're not. Like, you know, it's like, to me, it's like, you wanted to be famous, you know? You hit the pavement in the Bronx. Like, this is the price you fucking pay. And it's a very minor price. To just literally have people take pictures of you all the time is the tiniest inconvenience that most, like, our everyday life problems are bigger to me than someone just losing the ability to go outside. Because why? You go back to your fucking mansion.
I definitely don't have that like sympathy for people like that really wanted it. Like, you know, like I'm saying, like a Kim Kardashian, like even like I mean
any celebrity, really. Any rapper, they all want to be famous.
Right. I mean, I do feel like, I feel like things that, you know, just like the discourse about your life, like, I feel like you probably don't know what that feels like until it like happens, mm-hmm. you know, like mm-hmm. people just lie, like the world feels like is like lying about you or like saying mm-hmm. something that's like not mm-hmm. true. Like, mm-hmm. I don't think that that's, I think that like, yes, you probably wanted to be famous or like, you know, just be successful. Like, even like with this podcast, you know, we wanted to be successful.
Okay, let me ask you this question. Uh-huh. Like, so when you say successful, what do you mean by that?
Who?
This podcast. Like, you want this podcast to be successful. What do you mean by that? Like, how many listeners, like, you want our, like, name in, like, pop culture with Black people? Like, what do you mean by successful?
I mean, I'm kind of just seeing where this goes, but, like...
But in your wildest dream, like, if you had a dream...
If we had the wildest dream of being, like The Read or something.
Okay,
that's, like,
so The Read, okay.
More... Yeah, like something that's more well-known and like a staple. Like, I feel like they definitely are a possibility model.
Absolutely. And so that level of fame is like, yes, yeah, they can still go places, but they might have people going up to them and kind of like disturb you. Like,
they
you
do
know,
have people.
Yeah, they'll have people go up mm-hmm. to them and stuff. And it's like, for me, if I want that level of fame, once it happens, I'm not going to complain about it. I just feel like it's like the biggest slap in your face to be like, we want to make this super pop, you know, we want to have listeners, thousands of listeners, we want to be a part of the pop culture, we want to be at the things, and then the minute you get it, you start complaining because people now recognize you.
Yeah,
to
no,
me
no,
it's
no.
just like,
that's, I'm not talking about, but I am saying, like, what if the whole internet's like, cancel Alexis Bigelow, like,
because I said something,
you know, because
crazy?
You said something that, you know, you feel like is justified and is like getting twisted, and now you're the,
well, at that point I'll respond on the pod, because at that point, if I'm at that level of point of where they're talking to cancel me, that means I've made some money on this, so I'll just come back to the mic like Jada did in The Red Table.
I know, you don't, I feel like you don't care that much. Like, I feel like I definitely need to get a little bit of like thicker skin. Mm-hmm. Like, when people are in, like, the comments or, like, people... Because people are weird. Like, even my little TikTok, like, I posted something... I mean, I posted, like, my Selena comment. Mm-hmm. I mean, costume. And somebody was like, you weird Selena fanatics or blah, 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 blah. And it's just like, oh, my God.
Oh, good.
And so, yeah, I am definitely more sensitive. And so I feel like there's a line of like, okay, people being, I don't know, like, do you think where we're at in society in terms of like how people get dragged and made fun of and blah, 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 mm-hmm. is the price of fame? I feel like that's like an yes. added thing. Like, everybody has a mic now. So
yeah, and like, I think that's the price of fame. Like, I feel like, uh-huh. I don't know, like, to me, hey. it's hard for me to feel any, like, a lot of sympathy, because I'm like, at the end of the day, you, like, capital is successful. More powerful than rumors, okay? So uh-huh. it's like, even if, like, I'm thinking about DaBaby, for example. He's one person that I think has been successfully canceled. Like, we've talked about this before. Like, he has not had a hit song since he said that shit about HIV and gay people. However, he still is a multimillionaire living in a mansion with cars and can live his life and probably had stock investment. I mean, yes, let's look up his net worth. I know he's definitely worth more than 1 million. Let's see. The baby net worth. Okay. His net worth is 8 million. So he has $8 million, you know? So it's just like, it's hard for me to feel like rumors are not as fucking powerful as capital. So it's like, for me, I'm just like, I think that's the price of fame. It's like, if you wanted if you wanted to be a star and you wanted everyone to know your name and you wanted the lights, you wanted the fame, you had to understand that not everybody's going to kiss your ass. That's also going to come with like criticism. And that's part of like life, you know? I don't know.
I don't think about people that were young or like or like a Michael Jackson, for instance.
I think those are obviously like different cases. Like people that were child stars, obviously you don't want child stars to be bullied like at seven. I think there's lines,
like Christina Aguilera.
Right. But once you become an adult, I feel like you have to accept what comes with it. Like obviously they shouldn't be getting bullied when they were on the Mickey Mouse Club. But like, I don't think that just because you were, you became famous at seven means you're immune to criticism at 27.
No, not immune to criticism, but like I do feel like some of those people we talk about, they didn't have as much choice in, you know, the decision of like, I won't have any privacy. And I think that's like we're talking about too, like even like TikTok,
at the time, like what do you mean
kids?
Well, clarify that for me. Are you saying at the time, are you trying to say that they did not realize they were getting into an industry where they were going to have no privacy if they made it big? Or are you trying to say, okay.
Because I think that that's hard to explain to a child.
Yes.
And I think about like, you know, YouTube kids or, you know, people that like TikTok, people that have their kids and stuff, like the Ace family.
So what do you think would be the alternate, I guess, like for someone who's like has a kid who's like, I want to be an actress, and you're like, okay, there's an audition at Disney Channel. Would you just say you're not going to the Disney Channel like audition? Like what's the alternative to help, like if the kid wants to do acting, you just don't take them there regardless?
It might be helpful for them to do stuff when they have a full understanding of like what this means, because it's
so you would say no until you get older, is that what you say?
I'll be like, well, let's just do some like local plays and like, you know, like hit some buzz in the local scene and see how you feel with that and go from there. And this is like, fine. If you want to go audition, like we could do that. But I don't know. I just feel like I definitely would. I would definitely take like their mental health and stuff into consideration.
I think you take mental health into consideration, but I guess what I'm thinking about is like your average celebrity. Your average celebrity didn't get like blessed with the fact of being famous at seven and staying relevant until they're 30, right? I feel like the average celebrity usually, you know, they have a song that strikes or they're in a movie. And
this podcast is sponsored by Talkspace.
Last year, I went through many different life changes. I needed to take a pause and examine how I was feeling in the inside to better show up for the ones who need me to be my best version of myself.
When you're navigating life's changes, Talkspace can help. Talkspace is the number one rated online therapy, bringing you professional support from licensed therapists and psychiatry providers that you can access anytime, anywhere.
Living a busy life, navigating a long-distance relationship, becoming a first-step father, Talkspace made all of those journeys possible. I could speak with my therapist in the office. I could speak with my therapist in the comfort of my home. I was never alone.
Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance, no problem. Now get $80 off your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
It gets really big. And I feel like for me, I just can't imagine those people didn't want the fame. Like, I think there was a consent to, I want fame. Obviously, when you're seven going in, there's no consent. But like your average celebrity, I'm thinking about like the redhead Britt Lauer from Severance. Like she talked about how she was literally just doing random auditions and then randomly got Severance and was like, it sounds weird, we'll do it. And then it hits big, right? She had to have a consent though at some point, being like, I want to be an actress, this is going to be my full-time job, like I want to be famous, like I want to make it, I want to be able to have a livable life in this. And part of that is consenting to, if I'm randomly in a smash hit movie, you know, people might start being randomly obsessed with me. Like, you know, like I might have like to
What do you think about celebrities not wanting to have paparazzi be certain places?
Or I'm like, get over it.
Filming their kids or whatever.
To me, it's the world's finest. I mean, I get this could be controversial, but to me, it's like the world's smallest violin. Like, it's just like you were able to do something that many thousands of people wanted to do. And probably from some reason of luck or privilege, you're able to do it. You now have millions and millions of dollars. The one price you have to pay is that people want to take pictures of you. get over yourself. There are people who literally are on unemployment right now. There are people who are literally losing SNAP benefits. There are people who literally just like have a hard life because they're like have a job where they're like physically moving their body all the fucking time. All you have to deal with is fucking pictures. Get over it. Like, honest, that's how I feel. I'm like, get over it. And yes, people are, because you are so famous, people are interested in your child. And to me, it's hard to feel, I mean, I feel a little bit of more empathy for the kid, but it's even hard to, for me to feel all the way like super like, don't do it. Because there are literally children who have, are worth millions, like who have like millions of dollars in the bank and get to be on stage with their dads and mothers or in movies just off of like bloodline, you know? So it's just like the amount of privilege that you get from that. All we want is a picture of your fucking kid. Like, you can deal with it. Like, there are people who are professional dancers who will never see a stage with Beyonce. I'm not saying anything bad about Blue, but I'm just using this as an example. Blue and Rumi literally get to literally do that every night and make millions of dollars off of it. It's their right. It's their mother. But I'm just saying that level of privilege, people want a couple pictures of you. Deal with it. Like, that's, I don't know.
A couple pictures. Though.
People want pictures of you the minute you get out of your car and the 30-second walk.
Want pictures of you the as soon as you're out of the womb.
Yes. So people want pictures of you for the 10-second walk you do from your car to the restaurant where you're going like this. Okay. Like, I don't know. It's just, to me, it's like, it's just not that big of a deal. As a regular person right now, I would take that level of like fame for the money. Like, I would take having to get flashes of pictures from the moment I leave my room to the car, because that's a 10-second walk. I can take 10 seconds of that. And then 10 seconds on the other end, I can
that's
do that
everywhere
for,
you go.
Yes, I can do that for, especially because I can then go back to my, I'm a homebody. I can live in a mansion and have all the shit for Mello and never have to worry about shit again. And my family's fine for the rest of my life. Yeah, I would deal with it.
I mean, I think I could say that as me looking at them and realizing like, okay, I'm 33, like, this is life. But
you'll never have to work again. Your family too. Hell yeah. You would take it.
We would, but at the same time, I just don't dismiss not having a choice in it, you know?
Yes, of course. We're talking the choice part, yes, but I think the majority of celebrities did. That's what I'm trying to say. Like,
but
we can talk
the
about
kids.
The outlier.
We're just talking about the kids. That's what
the
we're
kids don't
about.
Have a choice, but I also would love to interview like a Northwest right now and say, would you trade your lifestyle to live in the suburbs of Maryland and, you know, in this house? Mm-hmm. We'll show her a picture of like, we're not going to give her a shack. We'll show her a picture of a normal like looking house and be like, you know, like from this is what the life would look like. You know, we won't do
I
super
think
poor.
Have
we'll
to
do
answer that later.
I think she would say no. I think she would say,
I mean,
she
we'll
understands
see.
The privileges. This is just my opinion, but I'm just saying, I think they have an understanding mm-hmm. of the privileges that like they get from being Northwest's.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, Kanye and Kim's daughter. I think yes. At this point, even though they go to school with wealthy people, they understand that they have a different level of clout than those people who have just like rich family members that are not like famous. They're just like, you know, they're just scientists or something. You know what I'm saying? Like, mm-hmm. I think there is an awareness that I get. There
what
are things
if,
I
like,
receive.
I could be rich and not famous.
Exactly.
Like, that's like the family I want to be a part of. That's just like rich and not famous.
Yes, but we're talking about, yes, that's true. But it's very hard to, I feel like, get there. Like to
but
be
it's
like,
just like they have
multi-
friends like that.
Yes, but it's not the majority. They're like in the percentage of like the nation. I'm sure they're not more than, let's look it up. Like we would say,
I'm just
what?
Saying that is a possibility.
It's a possibility, like, but it's more rare to be that
like,
than it is to be us, is what I'm saying. That's also striking gold.
My thoughts are like, I feel like there's like weird. I feel like sometimes we are a celebrity obsessed culture, and I feel like,
mm-hmm.
like I feel like TMZ like trying to get a photo of like the first photo of like somebody dead or like in their worst moment. I mean, that literally happened with Kobe Bryant, like mm-hmm. not being able to tell mm-hmm. your family or whatever because mm-hmm. like you're famous and blah blah blah. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I have some
but
like
I feel, I get what you're saying, but I feel like we're talking about the most, like, I don't know the word, like, sensationalized or worst case scenario. When I feel like most of the time, and it happens all the time. People, yes, die all the time, but it's like, the majority of the things that happen is like they're trying to get their everyday life. You know what I'm saying? Like the majority of times people, paparazzi are chasing down people is they want to see the breathing version of this person, right? Like no one gives a fuck when Hagrid from Harry Potter, who was famous, died.
Yeah, but he wasn't famous like we're talking about.
Okay, but if J.K. Rowling dies, they're not going to be trying to get her dead body a picture. And that's a woman who, if walked down the street, people would know who she is. If even, I mean, break the story, but I'm saying take a picture of her dead body. I don't think so. And so what I'm trying to say is like, this is the most sensationalized thing. Most of the things that...
Or just not respecting.
Most of the things celebrities deal with, but most of the things celebrities deal with is just their everyday life getting bombarded, not their, like, you die once, you know what I'm saying? The majority of, like, Kim Kardashian is not worrying about people trying to get a picture of her dead body.
Not
right
that
now. She's worried
just,
about everyday
I'm
life.
I'm saying even just like just respecting around things like death, like, you know, like when everybody was at what's that lady's name, Diane Keaton, like just like outside of her house, like taking pictures, and like Sarah Paulson's like crying outside, like walking.
What is wrong with that?
I don't know. I do think it's like, I feel like it's like you're trying to make money off of, and like people are seriously grieving.
I guess
like,
I just don't feel bad. I'm just like, they're
you don't
making,
feel bad.
I don't feel bad. I'm just like, to me, to be as rich as they are is just as disgusting. Like, you know, like they have had to make decisions or vote in ways that are just as despicable, that are just as despicable as someone taking a picture of someone crying. So to me, it's just like, again, the price
you. Everybody, Alexis.
What are you talking about?
You're like, they had to make a choice to do something as despicable as, like...
No, I'm saying to be that rich, I do think you make choices daily that make you this rich and maintain your richness while other people don't.
And what is that rich? What is, like, that category?
We're talking on the level of, like, a Kim Kardashian wealthy rich.
I mean,
we're
Kim
not
Kardashian's
talking...
a billionaire, so that's not everybody.
Okay, even close to a billionaire. Someone who makes 400... Like, basketball players that make $250 million contracts. Like, we're talking that level of wealth. We're not talking about, like...
DaBaby.
No, DaBaby's not even near this tax racket. We're talking like where it's like mega celebrity, like mega celebritydom, where it's like you are now in a situation where people want to take your picture. DaBaby probably goes to Starbucks and no one gives a fuck to take his picture at this point. We're talking about people that actually we want to be seen.
Rihanna.
Yes, so Rihanna. I mean, like, for example, Rihanna, there were a lot of reports about her and her business and the toxic practices they were using, right? That were cheap for Rihanna. And really, it's like, okay, so I don't know. I just feel like sometimes there's like this weird, like, well, this is off limits. It's like, whatever. The price they pay is to take a picture of we take a picture of the outside of your house and you can live in this fucking Hollywood Hills for the rest of your life as a multimillionaire. Like, it's just like,
I get your sentiment. I just feel like I look at, like, started this conversation with Britney Spears and I'm like, it takes a toll on your mental health and people can take advantage of you. Like, I just feel like with Britney Spears specifically, because she was so famous, because she was the most popular person. Like, at a point where
she had toxic parents.
She had toxic parents. They were, you know, she was like a child star. And the paparazzi, I feel like, and like that level of fame played a role, I believe, in her mental health, like decline. Mm-hmm. Like, having those moments be in the public, like all
like
of
this.
Your worst moments.
I'm just scrolling and like, look who shows up. Olivia Rodrigo's walking with her longtime friend to dinner. I'm like, deal with it.
I mean, that is deal with it. But I'm talking
deal
about, I'm. We were talking
she
about
has no privacy.
Spears.
I know, but I'm just saying, like, I don't think I would care if someone's taking a picture of me,
me either.
The 10-second walk
I'm
going
saying,
to my car.
Me either. I would not either. But I'm just talking about, we started talking about Britney Spears. And so I do feel like, I think it's a difference when it is childhood stars. Like, mm-hmm. I think that is where
I agree with you.
I think that is like, and I think like these kids, like obviously, you know, Blue and North, like I'm sure they wouldn't trade spaces because being, you know, not having the world at your fingertips is like a harder life in some ways. But I am curious about their mental health. Like, I'm curious about these kids' mental health that like did not choose to be here, because money and access does not exempt you from like being a human and having a brain, like, you know.
Yeah, well, it's about that time for me. I gotta hit out. But I agree, Samantha, you made a good point. I think that like it is a different bucket for child stars. I do think that their mental is different, like if they grew up in the limelight.
You mentioned like Demi Lovato.
Lindsay, like, all of them. Amanda Bynes.
I mean, even Beyonce. It's just like, yeah, thank Beyonce. God she
Christina Aguilera,
family,
Justin Timberlake, all of them. Yeah. And so, but I think, I guess overall, I'm just like,
I mean,
I don't know. That's why I love Rihanna. Rihanna was leaving her hotel and she was just like, they were like, paparazzi were standing there, you know, flashing away. She was with her kid and she was like, Riot, smile. And like pointed, and he was just like, standing there, and they took a couple pictures, and then she was like, and then they were like, all right, we got it. And like everyone stopped flashing. She like went into, it was like, that's the quickest way to get it over with. Let's stand here for 30 seconds and then let's move on.
I'm sure that's how some people have deals with them. It's just mm-hmm. like, get the picture and leave me alone.
Yeah, it's like, okay, that's the, like, and it's just like, I lose nothing, you know. But this has been interesting topic. I actually love when we sometimes like don't really know where we're going, and then we like end up in a really interesting debate. Let us know, y'all, like, what do y'all think? What do y'all think about privacy and celebrities? I'm very curious. But
yeah, make sure you guys leave us a good review on Apple Podcasts, Spotify. Share this with your friends. Feel free to DM us or email us a discussion topic, because we definitely need some of those from you guys. But yeah, we love you guys and we can't wait to see you next week. Talk to you later. Bye.
Peace. Bye.
Thank you so much for listening. Remember to email us your discussion topics at whoamitojudgepod@gmail.com. Also, remember to subscribe to Who Am I to Judge podcast on Spotify and everywhere you get your podcast. If you love us, please rate us and review. And if you don't, leave us alone. Tell a friend to tell a friend. See y'all next week. Bye, friends.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.